Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, well, I think we mentioned before the break that when we came back, we're going to have somebody on from Fox TV.
Yes.
I don't even think I need to give it much build-up. I'm sure it's someone from the most popular show on TV. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's today going to be Paula, Simon, what's his name, Randy. Or
Randy.
Randy.
Or Kiefer.
Yeah, or, well, now he's not on American Idol.
No, but
American
also
Idol,
a popular show.
But American, I was told from the most popular
the
show
most popular.
On Fox.
All right.
Foolish, foolish man. You're all mistaken. It's me, Charles Montgomery Burns. All of you trying to communicate through the wireless. So misguided, each and every one of
them. Hold on, I thought the note definitely said someone from the most popular show on Fox.
A car in every garage and a three-eyed fish in every pot. It is me, or I should say it is I, Charles Montgomery Burns. Someone said, Mr. Burns, would you like to do a radio interview? And I said my trademark, excellent.
Where's the guy from American Idol? I thought we were going to have someone from the most popular show on Fox.
Unfortunately, they've been detained. I arranged to have my prison sewn on your show. I'm here representing the Fox Network and the greatest show in the history of television, the show you might know as The Simpsons. Greetings,
good.
Weekenders. Excellent.
It's a good show, all right, but it's not as popular as, well, even as House,
it's
right?
It's not as popular as the days of World War II when I was flying for the fabulous Flying Hellfish Squad. Wonderful times everyone had. Excellent.
You appear to be quite weak and frail.
I haven't had my transfusion today. Smithers is in the automobile, and we've had a bit of a difficult situation come up at the last minute.
Oh, is that your phone?
Why don't you answer it?
You know what? Hold on a second.
Who's phone?
Let it ring for a second. Hold on. Let me just pick it up.
Hello?
Hello?
Call the hotline. Hold on. You know what? Here we go.
Hello?
What happened?
What seems to be happening with your phones? They seem to have gone haywire.
Stand by for action.
Stand by. Yes, it's a very intricate radio play. Mm-hmm. I love radio theater. Nothing like gathering around the wireless to enjoy a fabulous old show like Don Cornelius and the Flying Trenchman.
So your friend, Smithers, is down in the car? Is that it?
And
hello?
I believe he is.
Hello?
Hello?
Smithers?
Exactly, sir. Is this Don?
Hey, Smithers.
How are you? Waylon Smithers. What can I do for you?
What are you doing with the old man?
I'm just driving him. We're planning a bit of a celebration out at his house this weekend.
I bet you drive him.
Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hold on a second. Mr. Burns?
Yes, Smithers.
Everything's prepared, sir.
Thank you. Excellent. I'm looking forward to a fabulous weekend. You see, we're having a house guest.
Huh? We have it.
A house guest that we're bringing to my mansion against his will.
Really? Huh? Who's that?
You might know him as Grandpa Simpson. Abraham Simpson.
Oh.
Abe Simpson, co-soldier with me in the Flying Hellfish Squadron.
Now, Smithers?
Yes, sir. Would you like to speak with Abe Simpson?
Is he in the car?
He's in the back seat. I'll pass the phone back to him. Is that all right with you, sir?
Put him on. Yes. Hold on. Oh, sorry, Mike.
I'll stand up. Now Don can see me.
There you go. Hi.
Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Put Abe Simpson on the phone and put him on now.
Exactly, sir. Hold on.
I said, now this should be Abe Simpson coming on next.
Hello! Well, this is really, really a pickle for me.
What's going on?
I've been taken against my will.
What are they doing to you?
They say they plan to rape me.
Oh, no.
That's right, rape. R-A-P-E, rape. tell the whole world.
Oh. Give me that phone.
Smithers.
He's a deluded old man.
I heard the word rape.
He knows not what he speaks of. Hold on a second. Give me the...
And gay.
The phone back. No! Give me the phone. Hey, Don?
Yes, Abe?
This is Abe Simpson.
Hey, Abe.
And I'm damn upset because they're planning to do something terrible. They told me both Montgomery Burns, Charles Montgomery Burns, and Waylon Smithers informed me that they're going to put things inside my body.
Oh. That's not good.
That man is lying. He's not telling the truth.
Why
it's
is
a total lie. It's a fabrication. It's
why
a prevarication.
Is, why
it's
is,
not going to happen.
Why is he in your car?
He's in my car for a symposium on senior citizens. Yes, that's the ticket. Ask Smithers. He'll back me up, won't you, Smithers?
Smithers?
Exactly, sir. We're simply going to be doing some live reading all weekend long. There's nothing to get... Give me the phone!
Abe?
Oh, Don! Oh, Abe? Don, you don't believe... You can't believe this is terrible. What happened was I was at the nursing home.
Yeah.
No one was visiting me as usual, and suddenly this giant limo pulled up, and Smithers told me that Mr. Burns wanted to have a cup of coffee. Before I knew it, my arms and legs were duct taped.
Oh.
A ball was put in my mouth, which I've since expelled, and now they're planning on taking me to the mansion, and all I heard was R-A-P-E.
Man rape.
The painful gibberish of a decaying mind.
Hey, Smithers.
I mean that at all, Don.
Smithers, I thought we were getting someone from American Idol on the show today.
That actually went by the boards. You were going to get Simon Cowell, sir. We had a bit of a problem with Simon Cowell.
Are you in love with Mr. Burns?
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Be honest with me.
I'm allergic to bee stings.
Would you like to talk to him?
Privately?
Yeah, sure, privately. I'll take your voices off the
air. We've got a minute.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Burns?
Is he there?
He's right here.
I'm right here. Smithers, we have a moment alone now. How are you?
I love you, sir.
I love you, Smithers. I love you more than any man I've ever loved before.
Wow.
Now, here is our secret plan.
Tell me, sir.
What I want you to do is untape Grandpa Simpson.
Honest Abe Simpson.
Move him down into the dungeon. Release the dogs, and we'll have our way.
Release the hounds.
I love you, sir. The world is too beautiful for Abe Simpson and you.
Excellent thought, Smithers. Then we'll cut up a three-eyed fish, feed it to him, force-feed him his sushi, and then later on we'll oil him up with a big bottle of spray butter, and we'll have our... Ooh, it'll be the best time we've ever had in Springfield.
Bottle of spray butter.
Just sweet-talk him, Smithers. He's an old man. Give him candy and fried chicken, and he won't make a peep.
Exactly, sir.
Hold on a second. Where's Don? Put Don back up.
Abe?
Oh, Don.
I'm right here, Abe.
It's Abe Simpson.
Are you bleeding?
Oh, man.
Abe?
This is terrible. They're feeding me.
They're trying to feed me
terrible things.
Like what?
This really makes it.
Like what?
They've got another person in here, too.
Who else is there?
Mo from Mo's Bar.
Mostly Zach.
He's over here. Mo, tell him the truth.
Hey, Mo.
They're trying to kill us.
That's right. They're all trying to kill us. It's terrible. I'm too old for this. I don't have the flexibility to endure this weekend of violation. It's not going to work.
Mr. Burns, listen. Why are you just sitting there? Mr. Burns.
I'm sitting there listening to total poppycock.
Mr. Burns,
nothing could be further from the truth. We don't abuse anyone, and I certainly don't enjoy the company of other men.
I just heard Waylon Smithers say that he loved you.
Uh-huh.
When I told you you were off the air, you were actually on the air, sir.
Oh, this is highly irregular. That was supposed to be a private conversation between me and Smithers. He'll be darn mad at you, Buster. Why, we'll string you up from the highest tree. He won't accept this. This is unacceptable.
What are you going to do to Abe Simpson? What are you going to do to Mostly Zach?
I'll do to Abe Simpson what I've done to his son for years. Just ignore him. I have no interest in him whatsoever. I only have an interest in making Springfield the most energy-efficient community on the planet.
So you do not want to make love to Waylon Smithers, to Mostly Zach, or to Abe Simpson?
Anything you heard was probably lost in translation through these antiquated phone lines. You know how it works. Why, the Chinese haven't finished building the railroad yet.
Okay,
it's not going to work.
Let me just see. how real you are.
I'm standing by. I'll be peppered with your foolish questions over your wireless.
We were just...
That ship has sailed.
Oh. We were just... Don't you have the pump?
Smithers has several duties. They're not involving anything to do with the sordid type of thing you're mentioning. All he has to do is moisten my eyeballs, give me my blood transfusion, and help me with chewing and swallowing. That's all. I don't know what this foolishness is. I hear that you're a good one for tall tales, Geronimo. Why, if you were in Springfield, I'd contact the local corrupt sheriff and have you thrown into Monte Cristo.
Oh, the guy who looks like a pig?
Yes.
Sheriff, what's his name?
Wiggum.
Sheriff Wiggum.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff
Chief,
Wiggum.
Chief Wiggum.
He'd have his way with you. Our prison system in Springfield is quite thorough.
Mm. I heard you
excellent.
I heard you liked a BF.
BF? Write it down and show it to me.
BF.
That word?
But?
Hold on, I really can't make it out. Oh. Someone, stand on the other side of the building so I can read it. I'm slightly farsighted.
Hold on. Hey, Smithers. Is Smithers still on the phone? I bet he knows what that means. Hey, Smithers.
Don.
You know what BFing is, right?
Exactly. I'm not a Frenchman. I understand exactly what you're talking about. And frankly, I'm tired of living under these terrible shadows. It's ready for me to come out. I'm ready to come out right here on your show.
All right, do it. Go ahead, Waylon.
Why, Mr. Burns and I have been enjoying each other's company in a biblical way for the past 45 years, sir.
Ah, gotcha.
Wow. Why, that's a lie. It's a lie, Smithers. Why have you chosen this forum to betray me?
Well, sir, it's a... Give me it.
Abe?
Okay. I told you, they're going to rape me.
Oh, no.
It's bad news. The entire Simpsons plot is exposed. Yes, they've played it this way for years. Innuendo. Slight little references each and every moment, but now it's real. It's terribly real. The fact is, everyone on the Simpsons is perverted. Oh. Ooh, bad. I'm at the mercy of these two queers.
Where's Mo? Mo?
I'm right over here. They're all going to have sex together.
Why don't they just come to my bar and do it with Barney?
Give me the phone back.
Abe?
You son of a bitch. I'll tell you right now, you know something, Mo? I never liked you.
Yeah.
Give me that phone. Here we go.
Mr. Burns?
That's what I always say. Let the common men simply kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Thin the herd. That's the one expression you use that we can agree on. Excellent.
So in summing up this interview, how are you looking forward to the next season of American Idol?
I don't care about any other show on Fox. 24, American Idol. We are always going to be the straw that stirs the drink. Mm. We are going to be the land of milk and honey for that network. Speaking of milk and honey, Smithers, did you get it?
Yes, I did, sir. We're ready with all the milk and honey you want.
Yeah.
Poor Grandpa.
What are they going to do?
Ray!
Ray! He's crying right now.
I do lust for that young man, Steve Ducey. I'd sure like to play a round of old-fashioned croquet with him. We call it Burns croquet.
You mean the guy on Fox News?
Exactly, sir.
Yes, Waylon.
Waylon Smithers.
How you doing, Waylon?
Is Buzz coming on now?
Yeah, it's almost time for Buzz's new show.
I'd like to request if I could come up and maybe just sit in the back of his studio.
Are you sweet on Buzz?
Just a tad. I've seen pictures on the internet, and I like his gay t-shirts. They're wonderful.
Smithers, you're forbidden to do so. Restrain Grandpa Simpson and report back to me immediately.
Exactly, sir. Help! Ray! Ray!
Oh.
Hang up the phone now.
Hang up now, Ray.
Exactly, sir.
Ray. There you go.
Well,
wow.
It was nobody like from American Idol after
half
all.
Half the cast of The Simpsons.
I see no reason to hang around here with these wireless bozos. I'm going to go back and wax nostalgic about my teddy bear Bobo.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
The opening of that never made the air. What the hell? I forgot you had a teddy bear named Bobo.
Oh, fond days with my Bobo.
Bobo rhymes with homo.
Foolishness. I'm not gay. Right. I'm a man. Look at these arms.
Exactly. Buzz, what's on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, Israel prays for the Miami Heat. And woman beats man with dead puppy. Stay tuned for this and more.
Ooh, a happy human interest story.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional. Now it's off to my weightlifting session.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.